Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. Take me to the King. Amen. Hallelujah. She said, the truth is I'm tired. Amen. She said, I'm all churched out, and she just wants to go to the King. You know, there are times in our lives when only God will be able to help us. You know, so many times we run here and there, and we go to different people, and we expect to get support from different people, but there are occasions in our lives when we can only go to the throne, when we can only go to the feet of Jesus Christ and get the help that we need to deal with whatever situation we might be dealing with. So I want to encourage you today to keep running to the throne of God, my God, to keep running boldly to the throne of God. God is there for you. He said he would never leave you. He would never forsake you, but he will always be with you. And I thank God that he is just that type of help, an ever-present help, an ever-present help in the time of trouble, that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation, no matter what the problem, no matter what the struggle is, you know that God is there and that he will be there to help you to get through and to come through and to come out of that situation. You got to cry out sometimes, take me to the King. And then you sometimes just got to go ahead and make that next move and press your way to the hem of his garment. Press your way to his throne. Press your way to the King. Amen. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm coming to you live here on Blog Talk Radio. I only have one platform up tonight. I decided not to go on Blab tonight, but I am live on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And it's an open forum tonight. I didn't prepare anything in particular to talk about on tonight. There are a few things on my mind, and I'm going to be dealing with a few things that I have on my mind for tonight. The phone lines will be open throughout the hour. I will only be here for an hour, and the phone lines will be open throughout the hour for you to call in and let your voice be heard. Amen. Hallelujah. Or you can just listen. Or you can just listen. I encourage you to spread the word and let your friends know about Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. Amen. I'm on every Monday night, unless I give advance notice on the Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca Page, to let you know that I won't be coming on live that particular night. Amen. For different reasons. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So welcome. Welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. You know, as I was coming on tonight, I was thinking about Flint, Michigan. God dropped Flint, Michigan into my heart, and we know that there were quite a few deaths and quite a few sick people there because they were exposed to contaminated water. It's been said that the governmental officials okay for them to drink nasty, contaminated, dirty, filthy water filled with bacteria, and that this water actually contributed to at least 10 deaths from the last time I heard, and that many people were sick. We got to do something. You know, we really have to do something. Jesus is the answer. Prayer is the answer. Love is the answer. Amen. Hallelujah. When we are saved, we have more consideration for our fellow man. When we are saved, we have more love for our fellow man. Amen. So it's just so important that the love of God is spread abroad, that more people get saved, that more people grab a hold of our God. Amen. Hallelujah. And be become transformed by the renewing of their mind. It also allows the fruit of the Spirit to be developed in their hearts. That's why we're out here. That's why so many people are out here preaching the gospel. So many people are out here spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Saying that, yes, Jesus is truly the answer. Jesus is truly the answer. The Bible says that the thief, the devil, the enemy, comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, but I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. It's time for us to live that abundant life. It's time for us to embrace that abundant life. And not only for us to live it, but for us to go forth and evangelize, to go forth and tell others about the life that could be lived through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to do better. The church, for those of you in the church, we have a work to do. Things like this Flint, Michigan occurrence, and things like racial disharmony, racial discord, prejudices, racism, hate crimes, amen. Things like these have to be dealt with. And there are people who are out there on the front line, there are marches taking place, there are protests taking place. And alongside of that, there is prayer going forth. Amen. And we have to make sure that we are a part of the solution. We have to be doing something. My God, we can't put our head in the sand and act like nothing's going on, because there is so much going on that is wrong in this world. And we have to cry loud. My God, we have to cry loud and spare not. Amen. We have to cry loud and spare not. And this life that we live as Christians is not just about us. This life that we live as believers in Jesus Christ is not just about us. It's about us going forth to make a difference, to make a positive difference in this world. We have to make a positive difference in the earth realm. Amen. We have received power. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. We have received power to be witnesses, amen, to the outermost parts of the world, witnesses unto Jesus Christ, witnesses unto a better life, witnesses, amen, to say that, listen, my brother, listen, my sister, you don't have to live like that, amen. I have an answer. I have a solution for you. And we have to be bold with this. We cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I'm just going to pray for Flint, Michigan right now. I'm going to just pray. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our lives. And, Lord, I ask right now, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you would touch all of those who are hurting, all of those who are impacted by this tragedy over in Flint, Michigan, God. Lord, those who are sick, we speak healing over their lives right now, God. Those who are brokenhearted because they lost a child, because they lost a loved one, God. We speak comfort over them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would touch the governmental officials, that you would touch, Father God, those who are in control. Lord, that you would bring healing, resolution, Father God, to this place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you in advance, Father God, for moving mightily in that area, God. Touch the hearts of the people, God. Warm the hearts of the people. Give them a heart for the hurting, a heart for the lost, a heart for the destitute, a heart for the poor, a heart for those, Father God, who cannot speak out for themselves. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, because you are the one who fights our battles. You fight for the disadvantaged. You fight for the lost. You fight for Father. Children, oh God, you fight, Father God, for, Father God, those, Father God, who cannot fight for themselves. So, Lord, we just thank you in advance for sending your angels and moving, Father God, in that realm. In Jesus' name, we bind up the spirit of Antichrist. We bind up the hands of the enemy, and we speak healing, hope, and restoration to Flint, Michigan. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to do something, and prayer is the beginning of us taking action to begin to say, I'm going to make a difference, amen, in the life of somebody today. I'm going to do something to make a difference, amen, amen, praise God, praise God, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. So let's move on to the next thing that's been on my mind. The next thing that's been on my mind is transformation. Transformation. The Bible, I quoted the scripture earlier, the Bible tells us not to be conformed any longer to the things of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So we have to be transformed into a place of victory. No longer can we just get by in life. It's time for a transformation, amen. No longer being conformed to the things of this world. No longer being okay just with living the status quo, but there has to be greater. There has to be a pressing towards the greater. Amen. For instance, on December the 1st of 2015, I stepped on the scale. And the scale weighed me in at 235 pounds. Now, for me, that's really not that bad because I am 5'10". I stand at 5'10" tall, and I'm a brick house, which means I carry my weight well. I'm very well put together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But on, by the same token, it was not a good thing because my BMI, my body mass index, rang in at obese. And it's not that it just got to be obese when I hit 235, but I was already obese. I was already obese at 220. I was obese. At 215, I was obese. So I looked at that thing, and something triggered on the inside of me. Something clicked on the inside of me. And I believe it was at that point, right there, when I, on December the 1st, it was at that point that I determined that I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. In other words, I wasn't going to be obese anymore. I wasn't going to be struggling with this weight that I was carrying anymore. I made up my mind then that I was getting ready to go through a total transformation, a transformation from being unhealthy to being healthy, a transformation from being obese to being at a healthy weight, a transformation from being just getting by with the status quo to saying, you know what, I'm about to live my life with a spirit of excellence. Come on, somebody. I made up my mind then that I was getting ready to make a change, that it was time to change, amen. If I did not change the way that I was eating, if I did not change the way that I was living, if I continued to do things the way that I was doing them on December the 1st of 2015, I would continue to get the same results. I would continue to gain weight. I would continue to be obese. I would continue to not be able to fit into most of my clothes. And that was my first warning sign that my clothes were getting tighter and tighter and tighter. So I made up my mind that I was going to make some changes. And I believe that God is speaking to you on today as you're listening to me live and as you're listening to the archive for those who are listening later. God is speaking to you that it's time for you to make some changes. This is a season. 2016 is a season for transformation. This is a season for you to allow God to do the new thing in your life. God says, behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it? God is ready to do something new in your life. But in order for God to do the new thing, you're going to have to give God your cooperation. You're going to have to move forth in obedience. You're going to have to move forth in action. You're going to have to move forth in faith. My God, faith-based action. You're going to have to move forward with faith-based actions. You know that you could be making more money. You know that you could be at a healthy weight. You know that that relationship that you're in is not the one that God has for you. You know that God has better for you as far as your workplace, as far as the job that you're working or the career that you have. You know that God wants to do more with that business. You know you're supposed to be writing that book, cutting the CD, starting the business, doing the ministry. You know that God has called you for greater. Yeah, yeah. So it's time for you to step out of mediocrity and to move into greater. It's time for you to transform yourself into the person that God has ordained for you to be. Stop just getting by. Stop just sliding under the radar. God is saying, I'm calling you for greater. Amen. I'm calling you for greater. Greater is calling you. I hear greater calling your name. Amen. I hear success calling your name. I hear the spirit of excellence calling your name. I hear prosperity calling your name. My God, God has greater in store for you. Amen. And just like on that day of December the 1st, 2015, when I made up my mind that I'm going towards greater, God, not just with my weight, to drop every weight, to drop the baggage, to drop the hindrances, to drop the weight that so easily holds me back, so easily besets me and prevents me from being all that God created me to be. That's the weight that I'm dropping. And that's the weight that I want to encourage you to drop on today, to say, you know what? I'm moving forward with victory. I am not going to go through another year just getting by. I bind up the spirit of procrastination. I bind up the spirit of fear. I bind up the spirit of doubt. I bind up the spirit of despair. And I declare and decree today, my God, hallelujah, that you are moving forward with power to have, be, and do everything that God has ordained for you to have, be, and do. It's a new season. I said it's a new season. It's a new day. Amen. It's time for you to step out of just enough to move into a season of abundance. I said it's time for you to step out of just enough and to move into a season of abundance. Amen. God is pushing you. He has sent me to push you because he wants to propel you into your destiny. He wants to propel you into your destiny, which leads to ultimate victory in every single area of your life. So God is saying, this is your year of transformation. This is the year that you begin to make the changes. Yeah, yeah, your cooperation is necessary because action, faith-based action is required on your part. Amen. God is requiring you to do something. So I challenge you to just really begin to think about it. Think about it. What can I do to be better? What are some of the things that I've been putting off? What are some of the things that I have been procrastinating on? See, some of you are supposed to be authors right now. You started the book. As a matter of fact, you have started several books, but you haven't finished any. Maybe God is speaking to you about that relationship that you're in. You know that dude does not have the things of God in mind for you. but you continue to stay in that relationship. I mean, maybe it's a place of comfort. Maybe you're scared that if you're not with him, you're not going to be with anybody. Maybe you're born into the lie that this is your last chance, that if you don't have him, that nobody else is going to want you. Maybe your self-esteem needs some work. You need to really work on your self-esteem to know that you are worthy of love and respect. Listen, my sister, you are created in the image of God, which means that you are worthy of love and respect. My God. See, that's what holds so many of us back from doing the things that God called us to do. Low self-esteem. Low self-esteem, which means that you don't think enough of yourself to believe that you can have anything good or to believe that you can have anybody good in your life. Amen. You allow yourself to fail over and over again, to fail in your relationships, to fail in your business endeavors, to fail at going after your dreams. You allow yourself to fail over and over again because you don't think you're worthy of succeeding. My God, you don't think that success, you don't think that you are good enough to succeed. You don't think that you are good enough to be honored, to be respected in your relationship. You don't think that you deserve to be happy. Low self-esteem. And that's often triggered by something negative or something traumatic that has happened in your life. Oh, yeah, I came to push you on today. I came to push you to get you to believe in yourself, to get you to believe that God only has good things in store for you. The Bible says, God says in the Bible in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." God says, "I have plans to bring you to an expected end." My God. And all you have to do is receive it. Receive it. You have to receive it. That means you have to take it. You have to take God's plan by faith and begin to walk out his plan for your life. Stop allowing the enemy to stop you from being that person that God created you to be. You are living beneath your means. You know, you're living beneath what God has for you. God, I told you earlier, and I'll say it again, and I'll probably say it again. God has greater in store for you. God has greater in store for you. And that thing that happened, see, low self-esteem, again, is often wrapped up in a negative experience or a traumatic experience, something that happened to us when we were children. You know my testimony when I was coming up, my parents, thank God, both of them got saved, amen, but before they got saved, they used to fight. You know, my father would try to fight my mother would fight back, they would, you know, sometimes they would drink too much, you know, but my mother, amen, was always this strong matriarch, this woman. I admire my mother so much, my God, because my mother was always this woman who just exemplifies strength. I never saw my mother as weak. I always saw her as this strong woman who had the best interests of her kids at heart. That's why she kicked my father out, you know, at some point in their marriage, because she wanted to protect her children and make sure that we were not tainted by what was going on in our house. Amen. So my mother removed our father from our home so that our household could have more peace and could be safer and could be more conducive to us growing up to be more balanced. Amen. And even though she did that, we still suffer because of the separation of our parents. Come on, somebody. It's always better for a child to have both parents growing up in the household because it's more balanced. You know, that's the plan that God had, that parents, not a parent, not a parent and a half, not a part-time parent, but that both parents would raise up their children. Amen. And even though mommy kicked daddy out for my good, it did not turn out so good for me in the beginning because I went looking for love in all the wrong places. I was mad at my father. I was a little bit upset with my mother. I had low self-esteem. And on top of that, because I was uncovered, I was molested, amen, and I had to deal with that. You know, the molestation left me feeling dirty and ugly and nasty and unlovable, amen, amen. But God, come on, somebody. But God had a better plan. And God, even though I spent many years destroying myself and abusing myself after having been abused, I still had God's plan over my life because God still yet had a plan for me. Even though I didn't know God like that, even though I didn't know God had a plan, God had already predestined, come on somebody, he had already predestined that I would be this Proverbs 31 woman of God. Amen. He had already predestined that I would be happily married. He had already predestined that I would be coming back, even as he strengthened me, to strengthen my sisters, to strengthen my brothers. So I'm telling you, it ain't over until God says it's over. I said it's not over until God says is over. There is still hope. No matter what you've been through, no matter how many times you messed up, no matter what you did as a result of what you've been through, God still has a plan for your life. It's not over until God says it's over. Amen. God can still use you, broken, busted, and disgusted, molested, misused, and mistreated, lied on, rejected, and neglected. God can still, and God can and will, and still wants to use you, my God, you with your messed up self, you with your traumatized self, you with your low self-esteem self, amen, you. God still wants to use you. He still has use for you. That's why he wants to put you back together again. That's why he wants to pick you up. That's why he wants to clean you up. My God, that song said, you thought I was worth saving, so you came and saved my life. You thought I was worth healing, so you cleaned me up. You thought I was worth using and healing, so you cleaned me up. You restored me. You cleaned me up on the inside. And that's how I feel. My God, I'm so grateful. I am so grateful to God that he didn't throw me away. He didn't let life throw me away. My God, when I felt like throwing myself away, when I felt like garbage, he still thought I was something. He said I was more precious than jewels, more precious than rubies. Amen. Hallelujah. He said he had me etched on the palm of his hand. God still yet had a plan for my life, and for that I am just so grateful. You just don't know. You don't know how grateful I am. Amen. So God wants to use you the same way he transformed me. He saved me. He healed me. He took away my pain. He took away my anger. He took away my low self-esteem. He took away my shame. He gave me beauty for ashes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. He gave me he took away the low self-esteem. He took away my tears. My God. My God. He took away my fear. My God. Hallelujah. And he just began to build me up from the inside out. He came to live with me. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. He came to live on the inside of me. He said, baby girl, you belong to me. I love you. He told me how much he loved me. He forgave me. Oh, Oh, my God, he forgave me of all the stuff that I've ever done, of all the filthiness that I ever done, all the nasty, dirty things that I ever done. And I've done some stuff. I have, but God said, I still treasure you. I still have use for you. I still love you. I still want you. God still wants me. And I just came to let you know that God still wants you. God still wants you. He still loves you. He still has use for you. My God, you're not a dirty dish rag. You're not a useless. You're not filthy. You're not nothing. My God, you are something. You are somebody. My God. Hallelujah. I often think about David's daughter, King David's daughter Tamar, who was molested by her brother, and he raped her. You know, he raped her. She begged him. He just had the spirit of lust. He had the spirit of lust, and she was a virgin, and he brought her in and tricked her into coming into his bedroom to serve him some food. And she came in, and he grabbed her and began to just have his way with her. And she begged him to stop, and she begged him not to do it. But he just persisted, and he continued with his plan, you know, his perverse plan, and stripped her of her virginity, amen. And then after he did what he had to do, the Bible says that he was disgusted with her. He was disgusted with her, and he had his servants come and throw her out. He did not even, he could have married her. He still, even back then, he could have asked his father to give her to him as his wife, because back then they were marrying half sisters. And he didn't do that. He threw her out like she was a piece of garbage. He threw her out, and when she got out, she tore her beautiful robes that symbolized her purity, that symbolized her value, that symbolized her virginity. She tore them. She ripped her robes, and she sat in rags and ashes. She sat in sackcloth and ashes, and she just covered her face with ashes because she did not feel beautiful any longer, and her ashes became the mask that she wore. Amen. Her father didn't do anything about it. Her brother came in and actually ended up killing his brother for what he did to their sister. Amen. But still, that didn't help her. Come on, somebody. That did not help her. She still was covered with ashes and sat there in her tattered gown, amen, her tattered clothes, amen, because she no longer felt like the beautiful vessel that God had created her to be. And the Bible in Isaiah 61 says, I will give you beauty for ashes. I will give you a garment of praise for a garment of mourning. Amen. Hallelujah. I will restore to you your beauty. And that's what God does to us. That when God steps into our lives and begins to treasure us, begins to validate us and let us know what our true value is, he takes away all of the shame, all of the disgrace, all of the pain of our past, and he gives us the ability to lift up our heads, and he gives us the ability to shine again. He gives us the ability to hold up our head, to take off the mask, to wash our faces and shine with the radiance of the beauty that he has bestowed upon us. And he takes away all of our shame, my God, and he gives us double. Oh my God, he gives us double for our shame, and God wants to give you double for your shame. Yeah, you've been rejected, but God says, I accept you. My God, he has extended his golden scepter towards you. He's extended his favor towards you. He's extended his mercy towards you. God is reestablishing you. He's transforming you. Life has messed you up, but God says, I'm transforming you from that ugly duckling that you think you are, and to the beautiful swan that I created you to be originally, my God. Originally, God created you to be that beautiful swan, that beautiful daughter of His, that beautiful daughter of Zion, my God. So it's time for you to be transformed back into the beautiful creation that God created you to be. Amen. Hallelujah. So God's about to transform you. Amen. It's time to take off the mask. It's time to take off the layers, and the layers of fat, the layers of weight, the layers of pretending, the layers of being somebody else, trying to be an imitator of somebody else, the layers of hypocrisy, the layers of imitation. It's time to take off all of the layers and allow God to heal you and restore you and transform you into who He really created you to be. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I speak healing over your life. I speak restoration over your life. I speak transformation, divine transformation over your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That thing that was holding you back, that all the pain in your past no longer has any power over your life, but you're now walking, getting ready to walk in the newness of life. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Listen, God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. If He healed me, He can heal you. If He did it for me, He can do it for you. God wants to do it for you. He wants you to come to Him. Amen. He said, come to me, all who are burdened, all who are weary. Come to me. Come to me. Let me give you rest. Let me restore you. Let me build you up. Let me equip you. Let me do this new thing in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to do a new thing. This is your year. This is your year of restoration. This is your year of transformation. Amen. This is your year to shine. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory. Yeah, so that's been on my heart, too. You know that so many of us are living beneath our means. So many of us are still caught in the trap of yesterday that was set by the enemy. You know that the devil really has set this trap, and he thinks he has you. But I came today to let you know that the devil's power has been broken over your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time. It's time. It's time. God is saying, I hear God saying, it's time, baby girl, for you to walk into your season. This is your season. It's your time. It's your turn. Amen. Hallelujah. So God wants to dry every tear. And I speak healing over your life. You got to be like that woman with the issue of blood and just press in. Press in. Your healing is going to come through faith that God today, right now, can heal you. Right now, God can heal you by faith. Amen. And I'm getting ready to pray for you. If you've been molested, rejected, neglected, if you've been raped, abused, misused, if you've been cheated on and lied to or lied on even, if you've been counted out, if you've been persecuted, if you have been, just really mistreated and stabbed in the back by people that you love, if you've been hated on, I'm going to pray for you because God's getting ready to break every chain. He's getting ready to break every chain and remove every hindrance that's been holding you back. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have been through anything, jilted at the altar, my God, anything that has happened, just pushed to the side, thrown away, God wants to heal you. The potter wants to put you back together again. He wants to transform you. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm getting ready to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will just do a new thing in your life, that healing will take place in your life. Amen. And if you're not saved, if you're not a Christian, if you're not a born-again believer, you can get saved right now, even before I pray. even before I pray, you could get saved. God loved the world. He loved us so much. I talk about how much God loves us, and he loves us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Amen. He sent Jesus to die so that who would believe, whoever would believe on Jesus Christ would not perish, but would have everlasting life with him. And that word for life is Zoe, which means that you will have a good life, that you will have an abundant life filled with everything you need. God will take care of you. The minute you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God comes in to take care of you as your loving Father in heaven. Amen. And Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost come to live on the inside of you. My God, and I know you believe it because you're quickening in the spirit as you hear this gospel. This is the gospel. And all you have to do is repent of your way of living now and say, I don't want to live like I'm living now, but I want to give God my life. I believe this gospel. I believe what you're saying, Pastor Rebecca, and I want to give God my life. And if that's you, you just got to say, Father, I repent. I turn away from life as I know it today, and I give my life to you. I believe this gospel that Pastor Rebecca preached, and I receive right now, just say this after me, I believe this gospel that Pastor Rebecca preached, and I receive right now Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. God, I turn away from my old life, and I give my life to you, to for you to make it new right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, you just got saved. And I want you to email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com and say, Pastor Rebecca, you could be listening live, or you could be listening to the archives. But I want you to email me and say, Pastor Rebecca, thank the Lord. To God be the glory. I just got saved listening to you on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And that's all you have to do. And you are saved. And I will send you some information about what to do next. Amen. What to do next is basically get connected to myself or another pastor, get connected to a God-fearing, word-preaching, Bible-preaching church, and allow God to begin to transform your life. You need a pastor that's going to help you to live your new life in Christ. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So for the rest of you, I haven't forgotten. I'm getting ready to pray. Even for you who just got saved, you need this prayer too, because you've been through a lot in life, and this prayer is going to help you to begin your season, your new season of transformation. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you, and we magnify your name. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. I thank you for those who are tuned in, God, to the live show. I thank you for those who are tuned in to the archives. I thank you for those who are listening right now. And God, I ask, Father God, that you will heal every woman under the sound of my voice. And even the men that are listening, God, that you will heal them, God. So many are hurting, God. So many have been molested. So many have been raped, abused, misused, lied on, rejected, lied to, Father God, ostracized, Father God. So many, Father God, have been through, Father God, so many persecutions, trials. So many are going through right now, God. So many have been jilted at the altar, walked down on, put to the side, cast out, God. So many have been through so much in life, and they are hurting, God, and they are still carrying the pain from their past. And Lord, Father God, I speak healing over their life right now. We are pressing in. They're pressing in to touch the hem of your garment, to become whole, to become healed, to become set free, to become transformed, to become victorious. victorious over these things that have tried to set them back and kept them from moving forward to be, do, and have everything that you called them to be, do, and have. And God, I speak healing over their lives right now. I speak restoration over their lives right now. I declare that every chain is broken. I speak, Father God, the power of the Holy Ghost to be made manifest over their lives right now. That God, you will go into their homes, that you will speak to their hearts, take away the heart, take away the hurting heart, and give them a heart of flesh, give them a healed heart, God, give them a new heart, God, take away the pain supernaturally, and by faith, come on, stretch forth your faith, lift your hands and stretch forth your faith, by faith, God, take away every tear, take away the rejection, take away the low self-esteem, take away, Father God, the shame, take away the guilt, God, take it away, God, let them know that it was not their fault, let them know that the rape wasn't their fault, let them know that the molestation wasn't their fault, let them know that the abuse wasn't their fault, as they were beaten, let them know that it was not their fault, that they were victims, God, and let them know that their alcoholic parents was not their fault, that if the dad beat their mom or the mom beat their dad, it was not their fault, that the father going to prison was not their fault, that the parents being alcoholics or drug addicts was not their fault. Let them cast aside every shame. Let them move the blame from off their shoulders. Come on, break it, God, break it in the name of Jesus, and let them walk in liberty. Let them walk in freedom in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that by their stripes, by your stripes, they are healed right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for victory over their lives right now in Jesus' mighty name. And they are free, no longer bound. I speak freedom over your life. I speak the joy of the Lord. Give them joy. Give them joy. Give them beauty for ashes. Give them beauty for ashes. I speak joy over your life right now. I speak healing. Wipe every tear away, God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and praise God. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. You have victory right now. I speak victory over your life right now in the name of Jesus. I speak total transformation over your life right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Wipe every tear, God. Wipe every tear. Those are tears of victory, tears of joy, tears of breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Break every chain. God is breaking every chain. In Jesus' mighty name, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. God, thank you for your anointing that's breaking every chain right now. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you for your anointing, God. Your anointing that's healing every woman under the sound of my voice. Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Be healed. This is your season. This is your time. The devil can't hurt you no more. The past can't hurt you no more. That thing can't hurt you no more. You're walking in victory now. You're walking in breakthrough right now. You're walking in power right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The best is yet to come. I came to declare that the best is yet to come. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know if anybody's streaming in this last 6 minutes. If there's anybody who wants to come, you can call 646-652-4832 if you're live, only if you're live. If you need to correspond with me, if you're not live, you can reach me at 862-220-2500, and please leave a message if I don't answer. But if you want to come on the air, 646-652-4, and I will pray for you personally. I will speak with you personally in this last 5 minutes. Amen. So as I'm waiting, amen, I'm going to play a song. Amen. And if no one calls, I'll be going off the air. Amen. I am available for women's conferences. I preach and I prophesy and minister to this area. If you need me to come in and do your women's conference, you can buy the book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living, or Nobody's Business. Both of those books deal with what I've talked about on today. I did not know God was going to lead me down this path, but God wanted to deal with this issue on today. Amen. And I do travel. Amen. So you can contact me again at 862-220-2500 if you want me to come and minister at your church or at your conference. Amen. Rebecca, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, I will be more than happy to come. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Tune in next week, Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. Amen. And I'm going to play a song here that's God's going to continue to minister. The storm is over now. The storm is over now. Amen. Hallelujah. So walk in your victory. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
The storm is over now.